Hey, what's up guys? John here. In today's video, I'm going to drive you around and kind of show you what we've done in Ohio. I moved here about 11 months ago under the notion that we're walking into a major affordability crisis. It kind of ramped up, you know, about 5 years ago, and every year, every quarter, every day, it's gotten harder and harder and harder for most people. And I think that trend is going to grow over the coming few years. And I think we're going to see a lot of people migrating and moving towards places that are more affordable. And because of that, I picked up my family. We left Delray Beach, Florida, moved to Ohio. Didn't have any contacts, no connections, never really been to Ohio before. And I just started studying it, reading it. And once we did that cross-country drive, we looked at all these different markets. We got here, we're like, okay, we're staying here. And started acquiring properties. It was mainly just for my family. I'm like, I'm just going to buy some houses. And, you know, something ever happens to me and my wife, the kids, they have the houses and, you know, that'll be something that they'll have forever. And then once I bought 2, 3, 4 houses, people started reaching out to me and we started acquiring properties. You know, they would obviously acquire them in their own name and I'd help them source the deal and fix it and manage it and whatnot. But we just crossed over 100 single family homes acquired in 2025, 100. So closing a deal every 72 hours. We have a team now of about 80 people. It's a mix of contractors, some GCs, some subs. You know, we have a property manager that used to work directly at Section 8 who assists us on Section 8 inspections. We have another contact at Section 8. We have 6 people now on the phones that are answering all inbound leads, dealing with tenants. You know, it's a pretty sizable operation considering that we started with 0 people here 11 months ago. And I think we're going to grow in a really, really, really big way over the next 90 days. And I think the winter is going to bring us a lot of really motivated sellers. The heating bills are going to continue to grow. People that have roofing issues, you know, it's going to be harder for them to write a check in this, you know, in this climate, financial climate. And I think it's going to push a lot of motivated sellers towards us. Also, a lot of out-of-state investors, you know, they want to come to Ohio. They want to come to these locations in the spring and in the summer. They're not coming here in December, January, February. And that's when the money's made, when there's motivated sellers and there's reduced buyers. So I'm going to just drive around. We have, I think, within like a few streets here, we might have 10 or 11 houses. And then, you know, one zip code over from where I am, if you go on apartments.com and you type in the zip code, and you type in single family homes, there's just under 50 houses. We have more than half of all of the inventory inside of that single zip code if we were to list everything actively for lease. So it's pretty incredible how much movement and momentum that we've been able to gather over the first 11 months here. And I think next year, we're gonna grow many multiples of what we've done so far this year. And we're doing it with great people. Like our entire team, even the investors we work with, like everyone's super cool, and it's been incredible. So I'll show you some deals. This house right here, I bought this one. You can see it right there. I bought that house for $57,000. And look at the neighborhood, by the way. Like, it's a nice neighborhood. $57,000. And, you know, the tenant was formerly friends with the former owner. And the owner wanted to lock in like a long-term lease with the tenant so the tenant wouldn't get relocated. So their lease is like super, super cheap. But I was fine with it because it's 57K. So in about 2 years when that lease is up, they'll relocate. And then, you know, we'll be able to rent that for probably $1,550 to $1,600 a month. But 57K, I haven't done any work to the house. This situation right here, this house, we almost bought this property. This house, it's a sad situation. There's an investor that bought that property about 4 years ago, didn't do any work on it. They bought it for like 14 grand, didn't do any work on it. There's a serious roofing issue. The water is flowing from the first or from the second floor through the first floor through the floors. There's like thousands of cockroaches. It's disgusting. But a lady is basically giving her entire social security check to live in that house, from what I was told from the wholesaler that brought me the deal. And the owner's not paying the property taxes, so they're just basically pocketing all the money, not doing any of the work. And the lady's just, you know, she's grateful to have a place to live. She said it was really hard for her to find a place that would accept her. We wouldn't buy it because of the amount of work that it needed. But yeah, it's a crazy situation. There's a lot of deals like that in Ohio, in Cleveland, where there's like a lot of rundown properties. People just don't have the money to fix them up. And so for us, it really presents a great opportunity because we do have the ability to go in there and acquire these properties at the right price point. And we will buy them. We will fix them up to a really high standard. And we'll put a great tenant in there that will, you know, want to stay and, you know, appreciate the home. But, you know, at the end of the day, everything has to make sense. We got this property that we acquired, what was it, 2 weeks ago? Yeah, about 2 weeks ago. This is for $50,000, 50 grand. And they're going to spend, I want to say it's going to be somewhere around 25 to 30 on the rehab. 25 to 30. We have four houses on this single street. So we're going to probably spend about 25 to 30,000 on the rehab. It's this house right here. And it will rent for ballpark. Didn't even see the sign out front of the house with me on it. This will rent for somewhere around $1,500 a month. So $1,500 a month for that house. It's three bedrooms, so you can see it. So yeah, about $1,500 a month on that. And hopefully that will be done in like the next, with the holidays, there's gonna be delays, you know, with Thanksgiving, Christmas, people aren't gonna be working as much, but we take that into consideration. There's also delays at the housing authority. So that'll probably be done, I don't know. On our end, it will be done the next month or so. But with the city, whatnot, it could take a little bit longer. This house, we're building a new staircase right out front, new porch. You can see the sign out front of there too. But it's gonna look really nice. And that was a three bedroom. We turned that into a four bedroom house to get extra rent. That should probably rent for somewhere between like $1,550 and $1,600 a month. But look at these, look at the neighborhoods. Like the neighborhood is very nice. This isn't like a rough neighborhood. This property, it's actually like a neighborhood that I think people would gladly move to and love to live in. And they wouldn't want to let go. Because where else in America can you rent a house like this? This one we just acquired. Right there. That one we just acquired 2 weeks ago. And then we also just acquired this one. You can see the sign out front. We just acquired that about 2 weeks ago as well. And then we got two more on this street as well. But so what I think is going to happen, I believe we're walking into a situation where we're going to see more and more people leaving expensive cities like LA, because not just the draconian policies that they have for business owners and landlords, but if you look at what made LA, which was, and I love LA, this is coming from someone that, like, I love LA, but here's one right here. This is a really nice one. It's a three bedroom. We have a tenant moving in this weekend. How are you? And so with LA, with the movie industry going through a really, really big struggle, restaurants, a lot of the tourism is getting pulled out of the city and they're taking away a lot of that appeal, but it's still expensive to live there. Very high taxes. And most people are now working remote. So I think we're going to continue to see more people moving out of LA and moving out of potentially New York City and some of these other areas. And people are going to be moving to where they can afford to survive. You got tens of millions of retirees that are going to have a difficult decision to make, especially as property insurance and taxes and everything continue to go up for most people. Where are they going to go, right? Where can they go? If you have $250,000, $500,000, and you live in America, what city can you go to now and actually afford to retire in? Here's another one we just got. We're gonna do landscaping out front.
just painted it, and we're doing the interior work as well. So, what city can people afford to move into? They really can't. They can't afford to go to many locations. So what I believe is gonna happen is people that are on fixed incomes will be forced to retire in a location where they can afford to live. And people that are working remote are also gonna reconsider where they're gonna be living in the coming couple years. Everything's just gonna be like the reverse effect of what happened in 2020, where people are leaving LA, New York City, and these markets, and going to Austin, Texas. They were going to Miami. They were going to Nashville. They were going to these other markets because it offered freedom and flexibility and no income tax, things like that. Well, when people can't afford to live in those markets, like what we're seeing now in Miami, a lot of people are moving out because they just can't afford it. Where are they gonna go? Where are people gonna move? That's what I think is gonna happen with affordable housing. Like when you look at Pretium Partners, for example, they own 97,000 houses. Now they're starting to buy houses in Detroit. They're starting to buy houses in these affordable markets. Why? Well, they're doing it for Section 8. That's what they're doing. But they're doing this because it makes the most sense. They're cornering the market, right? They know there's no cheaper alternative. So that's where they're putting their money. This right here, we just acquired this 5 weeks ago. The drywall work's done, a lot of the work is done, so we're gonna kind of button that up shortly. This house, acquired this one. I just rented this. I mean, look at how nice this house is. Look at this house. Look at that. It's nice, right here. And so I think I bought that for $63,000 or $65,000. And I want to say we spent like $35,000 on rehab. So like sub $100,000, I just rented for $1,550 a month. Like, where are you getting those returns, right? So that's what these large institutions are going to look at. They're going to say, like, okay, well, I can go and allocate money and buy homes in one of these other markets, like Atlanta or one of these other places like everyone was buying, and spend $300,000-$500,000 a door and rent it out for $2,500 if they're lucky. Or they can come here into these markets and buy them for, you know, sub $100,000 and rent them out for $1,500, right? What are they gonna do? Like, they're gonna do exactly what Pretium's doing. They're gonna go buy the affordable housing. So that's what I think is gonna happen. The difference with what we do though is we're offering like a beautiful finished product. Our goal is to retain these tenants as long as possible to where they don't want to move. There's no nicer alternative. To offer great service to the tenants that are living there, great service to the investors. And we can just continue to acquire these properties. And as we grow market share, it'll get easier and easier and easier for us to source more and more and more deals. And that's our focus the next couple of years. I don't see there being another way the next 3 to 5 years unfold. It's gonna be, everything's gonna come down to affordability. Everything is gonna come down to where can I afford to live and feed myself? And once the corporations have a lot of that market share, they'll be able to indirectly control living standards through that inventory. So right now, you know, I've relocated my family, as I mentioned, to Ohio with no contacts, no one here. I just did my research. I sold my place in Florida and started buying inventory. Like, we just started buying inventory, and we've been on a path that, you know, I didn't see this coming. Like, when I first came here, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna put a large chunk of money into advertising and into acquiring properties, and I'm just gonna kind of go with it and see where this all kind of shakes out. And it turned out way better than what I was even expecting. Like, the amount of movement that we had here over the last 11 months or so has been incredible. Like, everybody's reaching out. Like, politicians, we had a politician reach out to me, a lady that was running for, she was running for mayor of Cleveland, and like wanted to do billboard campaigns with me, and I just turned it down. I rejected it, but thank God, because she ended up losing anyway. But you know, just the amount of attention that we've received from these home sellers, from local leaders, from politicians, from all these different people, it's been awesome. Because most people, when they want to buy a home, or you know, they want to start investing in property, all they do is they go on Zillow, they buy some property, and they overpay for it. And then, like, we just acquired this one. See the sign right there? Acquired that one. We acquired this one up here. I'll show you one we just finished. Super nice house. But they go buy a property. They think, okay, the numbers look really, really good. And then once they buy it, they don't have the team in place. Then it fails on the construction side because the contractors run off. And then once, even if they do finish the construction, then they have a property manager and they want to pay the property manager 10% or whatever it might be. And if they're getting $1,500 a month, if they're lucky, you know, the property manager is getting $150 a month. No one's moving out of bed at 7 a.m. on a Saturday to handle a plumbing issue for $150 a month. There's not, right? So it's like you need to have a real team and a real infrastructure in place to be able to run a business the way that it needs to be run to succeed. That's why I moved out here. Like this property right here, and look at this house. We got this for a client of ours. But look at this. Garage, new roof, new windows. Acquired it for just under 70K. I think maybe spent like 40 or so, a little bit more on the rental, 45. And just rented it for $1,752 a month. $1,752. Which is like unheard of. Like anywhere else in America to get $1,752, you're spending $300,000 minimum. $300,000 minimum. To get $1,700, $1,752 a month. Here, you know, $120,000 basically all in to get that. And we have this one closing here on Monday. This one closing Monday. I actually just bought this one here. This thing's a freaking disaster. I bought it with my own money because I don't want to put an investor in it. Sometimes I'll come across like a real problem property and I'm willing to take on the problem with my own money, but rarely would I put an investor on it unless they wanted it. But this house right here, this house, I bought that for $49,131. Like we'll probably spend 40 or so fixing it, but look at the neighborhood, look at this. And I'll rent it out for 1,700, somewhere in that range. It's a four bedroom, just like the other house down the street. So, yeah, that's what we're doing. We're acquiring these properties. That's why I haven't been filming as many YouTube videos. Before, I was filming two YouTube videos a day. And then I went from two YouTube videos a day to essentially not filming any videos, like one every week or 2 weeks, because all my focus has been on building out this business and scaling it, which was, you know, the best use of my time. I'm going to start filming more videos, but I think it's going to be a lot more based around kind of what we're doing here. Of course, I'll film current events, things like that. But this, I think this is, you know, it's the most important thing. The most important use of my time is acquiring these assets while we can at prices that are very attractive, very attractive. Because I don't think that it's going to be possible to buy these properties, buy these deals, you know, 2 years, 3 years from now. I just don't see it. All the deals that I just showed, all off market. These aren't publicly listed on the open market, right? So it's like, when I can get these opportunities and buy these deals, that's when I'm spending 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is getting as many of these properties under contract as possible and closing them up and taking control of the zip codes that I think offer the most long-term upside. So if you're interested in learning more about what we're doing, you can click the link in the description just below this video. Let me know your thoughts about this, and catch you guys next video.